Kører man en tur langs kysten fra Lissabon til Cascais, så lige inden man når frem til Cascais, så kommer man forbi Estoril. Estoril er i virkeligheden ikke nogen særlig spændende by i sig selv. Det er Cascais, der er den hyggelige by. Estoril er lidt mere en by for de velhavende, og det har den været i rigtig mange år. Faktisk så mange år er tilbage i 1930, der etablerede man Hotel Palacio. Hotel Palacio er, som I kan forstå, et palashotel. Sådan i ægte stil, sådan som man forestiller sig, sådan et hotel var dengang. Og fordi det var etableret allerede i 1930, så havde det sådan et rigtig godt renommé, da man nåede frem til det, vi aller helst ville have undgået, men som vi alle sammen var udsat for, nemlig 2. verdenskrig. Under 2. verdenskrig, der var Portugal neutral. Og det betød, at nazisterne de kunne være her, det betød også, at de allierede de kunne være her, og alle deres spioner de skulle have et sted at bo, inden at de rejste ud af det europæiske fastland. Og der var det altså ret praktisk at bo herude, om ikke andet fordi, at man altså boede her under ganske, ganske pompøse forhold. Og de her spioner og alle de her kongelige og alle de her fyrster og alle de andre velhavende, som boede herude i Estoril under 2. verdenskrig, de boede selvfølgelig på Hotel Palacio. Men der er egentlig ingen grund til, at jeg fortæller den historie, når jeg ved siden af har siddende en person, som kan de der historier meget, meget bedre, end jeg kan. Og Hasusa, han er marketingchef for hotellet, og han er ikke særlig ung, det kan jeg godt afsløre. Til gengæld så ved han altså utrolig meget, og han ved ikke mindst, hvordan man driver sådan et hotel nu om dagen, fordi det er nok det mest pompøse, det flotteste hotel, man kan besøge overhovedet, når man er på de her kanter. And Mr. Sousa, you told me something about the spy stories, and I think the most important spy story has something with James Bond to do and Ian Fleming.
Yes, that's true. A lot of people know me as Ian Fleming. Worked for the British Secret Services during the Second World War. During the war, we had a lot of German and English spies passing through Lisbon and Estoril. And the Palacio Hotel, which had opened in 1930, was the newest five-star hotel. So it was a very well-known hotel in that time, and we accommodated a lot of important people. And a lot of English and German spies passed here through the hotel. Mr. Ian Fleming was one of them. We believe he inspired himself to write the first book, The Casino Royale, here in Estoril. There was a Yugoslavian spy called Popov, who at that time worked for everybody, with the Germans, the English, and the Russians. And he was the real James Bond. He was known as the Tricycle, and nobody never knew if he was the Tricycle because he worked with the three countries or because he was always with three very pretty ladies. So he was a very handsome gentleman playing at the casino every night. And so he was the really James Bond and the personage that inspired Ian Fleming.
After the Second World War, I think it was very good that Portugal was not part of that, because the Hotel Palacio, it stayed there and it stayed there still today. And when you're coming in today, you're not looking at an old hotel, you're looking at a full modern hotel. It doesn't look like that, but it is nice in every corner, and I'm quite sure that you are a full modern hotel also nowadays.
Yes, the hotel went through various phases, but 2007, 2008, we did a big refurbishment at the hotel. And fortunately, the architects and the designers understood very well what we needed, because they kept the classic style, the old style of the hotel, mainly in the public areas, and the hotel remains really very classic. But at the same time, they equipped the hotel bedrooms very modernly. They have all the modern equipments, everything that you expect in modern hotels, but still with a classic feel, with a homey feel. The rooms are really very comfortable. With everything modern, we have some more modern areas, like our Bougainvillea Terrace restaurant. It's a veranda with a decoration, more in the colors of a more modern hotel. But at the same time, our salons and our public areas remain really very classic. So they've understood this very well, and so it's a classic hotel, but equipped with all the modern facilities.
And of course, if you're staying in this area, you're staying maybe in Cascais, you're staying in one of the other hotels for some reason, and you want to come and see here, is it possible to be invited in some way? Is it possible to go in and eat in a restaurant without being totally robbed?
Oh no, yes, definitely. We are open to local guests, we are open to every tourist that comes. We have two restaurants. Well, let's say one is our fine dining restaurant, which is the Grill Four Seasons, which only opens in the evening, but it also has a door to the street, so we cater to the local guests too. It's a grill restaurant, so specialized in grilled food, and mainly, of course, fish and seafood, which is very popular in this area. And then we have an all-day dining, which is this Bougainvillea Terrace, overlooking the pool and the garden, which is a much more relaxing areas where you can have from an almost sandwich to a full dinner And it's open all day long, so you can have even a drink on the bar and on the terrace. So we are open, and we have a lot of outside guests that come to visit us. We believe we provide a service that it's different from the majority of the hotels. This is what makes this a different hotel. And to give you an idea, 50% of the staff of the hotel has been working here at least for 25 years. And that speaks for itself. We treat the guests like by their names. We try to make them come back again. This is our main effort, is to not to have a guest for one time, but to keep them as friends and to come. We have families that came here, the grandfathers, then the fathers, and now the granddaughters and grandsons are coming. So this is what makes us a different hotel, and I believe this is the type of service that people like when they travel. And so we really deliver this, and if you enter the hotel, you know that you're not in a Sheraton or a Meridian or whatever. This is a Portuguese hotel, and you feel the Portuguese hospitality once you come in. And we are, of course, very proud of that, and we believe this is the right way, and we'll be here. If we keep providing this service, we'll be here for a lot of years more.
Tak for den spændende snak om Hotel Palacio, dets fortid og nutid, til Manuel Guede Sousa fra hotellet. Siden var der anledning til at opleve en fænomenal middag på hotellet, serveret med en uforlignelig opmærksomhed. Det kan vi kun anbefale, at man prøver, uanset om man bor på hotellet eller ej, og det er faktisk til at betale. Med de ord er det slut på rejseprogrammet for denne gang. Jeg hedder Søren Clouding, og jeg kan allerede nu afsløre, at også det næste rejseprogram handler om Cascais og Estoril. Det er efter planen klar en gang i august måned. Indtil da kan man besøge rejseradioen.dk, hvis man gerne vil se billeder, få værdifulde links og læse mere om indholdet i rejseprogrammet, altså også Cascais og Estoril. Besøg rejseradioen.dk, og dermed tak, fordi I har lyttet med.